So the evening program consists of reading a few poems to you, and then following on from that with a 20-minute meditation. So around 20-25 minutes of some poetry reading. I'll just take a moment or two to give a general overview with regard to poetry. Then I'll read a poem, then a minute or two of shared silence together, and then I'll read another poem. The title of the book is Poems from the Edge, and that's this one sitting on top of the cliff tops near Brighton, in England, a place called Seven Sisters. There, and a little background to this, a year or two after the book was published, I noticed once on Amazon that two or three other poets have the same title for their book. So, with the next republication of it, I changed it from Poems from the Edge of Time. With poetry, originally, it was intended to be spoken, partly because the voice and the tone can be communicated, so the feeling aspect can accompany it, but equally important was that the vast majority of the listeners were illiterate, so it was the only means by which they could hear poetry as well. I remember rightly, around the 13th century in France, the device was developed called iambic pentameter. And iambic pentameter is a form of poetry with a meter form, 10 syllables, and with the syllables they kind of rise and fall. The famous Shakespearean line, to be or not to be, that is the question, to rise and fall. And the reason behind that is that in the reading of poetry, reading of poems, there, the rise and fall was a way to harmonize the rhythm of the poetry with the breathing. So, though in contemporary poetry, it's rather rare, I noticed, that iambic pentameter, that's that form, is used, but some of us, and I'm one of those, love the form, and some of my favourite poems are in that form. So, I'll wander through, read a few poems to you. So the title is, Who Will You Listen To? Who will you listen to when they declare they swirl all round you, they always know best, and then try changing you, so then beware upon those judges' whim to fix your fate. As though they can offer real security and then deceive you with their maturity. These voices will not guide nor promise much. You must explore the woodland's path as such. The wind that sways along the rolling fields, the skylark's song is floating down to earth. A bird now hovers, afternoon now yields, and horses gallop meadows green with worth. Across the swaying grassland hooves galore, so listen here and catch the sound around to make your acts of crazy wisdom saw, a passion beats itself upon the ground. So dance to the drumbeat from the far shore, and find out what you feel is wild at last. So you can dive and see what you explore, crestfallen down the coal face far below, becomes the faintest tap, a call beyond. Here you can listen, here you can respond. If you can sense the current, learn to grow far from their voice that fails to correspond. So catch the song where judges lose their grasp, then throw off wish to please powers around. Let go, no more of the living dead for you. So climb outside the coffin, screw and nail. You saw above, beyond, where the skylarks flew, and sea expanse, a view that the gods do hail. You live upright with vision firm and true, and then you know what's right and new for you. Once something has happened, a coloured fruit of past on branches hang, until the fruit exhausted seasons mould. Their heavy weight depart from branches sprang, and finds itself on land and in the cold. The fruit is cut off now, it can't endure. Once sight of green has turned to red and brown, the apple mulched soft earth becomes manure, and sight of old will fade from view unbound. Orchard becomes a dying sight on ground, a long embrace and sudden fall no more, where apples go to rot from what's around, and bears nothing of what had gone before. What then took place to seem so much abrupt, such loss of grace as one by one they fall, a split moment, a change, and then erupt, a sweet apple hits ground, and then to sprawl. With shock upon the soil that bears the blast, we see the signals crash and feel so hollow, and know the fruit dissolves and fades so fast to make the seed that moves to heal our sorrow. The Atheist Prayer. Let me keep heart's focus today. Let me find kindness to negate. Let me give and dissolve the stain. Let me be still in face of pain. Let me address the issues now. Let me end clinging to grasp somehow. Let me express compassion true, so this being connects with you. I offer you a steadfast gift. I seek to heal the pain of rift. Respect becomes our action's voice. We face events and then make our choice. We live in such a way and then rejoice. An invitation to walk about within. I don't care men and women let you down. I don't care broken trust became your name. I don't care snide comments were thrown around. I don't care what you have long disdained. Or you hide your secrets when words complain. Disputes and fights, reactions, what was said, or have spent your years in someone else's bed. Your power makes you act, so you play your part, and such anguish, woes, and hurt you have fought. I let you walk much more around my heart, you stroll around to visit caves you sought. You peer at my forgotten corners chart. You pluck my strings and dance alone inside and breathe your soul into what I can't hide. Let's trust. Find out what you can see and touch when you walk around my inner life so much. She stands in beauty. I recall aroma of lazy days, your naked toes to touch as the sea plays. At water's edge, a soul beauty I saw, welcome the red evening sun and more. Arched your long neck, dignity, beam of light, sublime creature, you stand in calm twilight. A sweetness beckons your true state to reach. I felt my heart pulsing across the beach. I felt your happiness, blue ocean near, as you enjoyed the white top waves so dear. The spread of joy, a time to satisfy eternal waters as breath meets the sky. I still recall you met with sun and sea, silent to witness you set yourself free. I leaned back in rocks, remained still and sure, a hanging back, your cool embers held in store. ultimately not of mind and matter. The truth is not two, without any doubt, where mind and matter assume a fallout. Observer tires of living deception by standing free from any conception, not past, future, or glorified present. Particulars embalmed, shallow ferment, spellbinding focus, certain paradigm, a truth negates beliefs we held in time. Doing urges self, tasks no end in sight. Person clings upon despair in their flight. A truth dismisses taking any side, a life to live that shows it's dignified. A view of things will shape our world's attire. Upon perception, things get set on fire. Idea of real becomes affection, with suffering providing deflection. Our mind and body confirms held story, our life assumes certain category. Not making something out of what's not made exposes that self has held and forbade. The fickle life we pursue and compile, relative truth confirms this plain denial. To die to what was and what is today, then swing open to a fresh truth display. Silent among the trees. I stood silent among all trees so pure, a soft twilight of summer's calm endure, until I left behind my soul and sign, I enter what becomes a sense sublime. I join the life of forms in solitude, a present stands alone and seen subdued, just like a statue, make no earthly call. Nobody then alludes at hints at all. I see a dozen paces away, animals, a fox, a deer, a rabbit, birds and all. I stand so still, I hardly give a hint, a human stands and sees for just a stint. In treasure this evening light abounds, becomes divine, a theatre, cosmic rounds, an echo, footprints, fading marks obscure. I witness this silence, and that's for sure. Upon the glade and quietly appears, a companion of shared intention steers. We meet as one and know what this all meant. I wish you could come and join my heart's content. A friend and stranger to each other. I do not know you, nor your experiences. You can't know my experiences either. I know not your experience of me. You can't know my experience of you. I know not your experience of yourself. We must abide in such places so few. You don't know my experience of myself. We think we know what's cherished and seen, a windswept hill, trees bend and leaves in swirl. A butterfly stays near to flowers red. It is the act of grace we can thus talk at all. If we hold to what we say, then we fall. You are you, I am I, the two of us. If you were not you, and I was not I, we could not be linked, no, not at all. If you were you, and I the same as you, the same to be together as apart, then we would not know how to make a start. Let's imagine we know our love endures. As one or two, we then articulate and stay alert and find the words that cure. A green sea meeting blue skies far above. The peak depends upon the valley roar as we select the olives from the rocky floor. I don't know if you and I are the same. I don't know if you and I are different. If different, so please take steps and point. If same, so please take steps and point. Do you see what I mean? Two is not two. Two is not one. One is not one. One is not two. We cannot put together what is the same. We cannot put together what is different. There is nothing to assert. There is nothing to reject. We leave nothing to proclaim. Now we can talk. Stillness, cross-legged, back erect, eyes closed, settled beyond this evaporated edge where the body is no more, a meltdown of sensation, an unglued expanse. If little finger moves, it disturbs the stillness of 10,000 worlds. The formless makes hollow the mind, not even hums of waves of subtlety, subatomic particles broken up with thoughts too heavy for this unwoven stillness. Spark of thoughts shape the world, emptiness makes all things possible. The knower and the known bear no truth, without foundation, just threadbare. The worldly and the spiritual lose their mark. This stillness, empty of itself and other, pregnant with unclassified potential, outpouring into a circulatory existence. This stillness offers something or nothing via this meditation. Last one. my last breath. When this last breath dissolves into the dust, the gentle lambs will call upon the wind, or wheat will glisten and bend light in trust. Or crows will settle on Spartan thin trees, or cold covered the land and sky alike. An act of homage ploughs the furrowed soil, and dive of hawk at will with such a strike. My birth and death reveal in nature's toil. My last outbreath becomes the final act. No marks of my departure will be found. My life dissolves upon this simple fact. I fade away from stories I expound. Those spices, cardamom and cinnamon, a blend of taste no longer rests on tongue, no ground of lump of ginger adds upon, and monks engage in chant to fuse among. Pursued events, devoid of merit's worth, my life lasted no longer than a flash, and see the blessing's truth to then unearth, and years gone by, a mark with just a dash. Allowing wind's embrace, a fading form meets gentle sway of late ripening rye. No days to dance, no more a life to warm, I have ushered in my final goodbye. I kissed farewell, no church services or prayer, so that trees revere the shade and sun, where squirrels scramble on the branches bare. Ear perks, the rabbit halts in hedgerows run, a lark does hover and makes its voice sing. I whisper last rites, marking life's short fling. No requiem, no mass I need to show, yet make my bow to butterflies on wing. For my last prayer, I shall say thank you, as my last outbreath becomes the wind on land, and know my cells dissolved in grains of sand. Let's have 15 minutes sit together, shall we?